Steve Ellis, Executive Vice President of Taxpayers for Common Sense, told Roll Call that the funding request felt like a headline ripped from the satirical newspaper The Onion. Even if you leave aside that they are still conducting operations against our interests and allies, having to pay for someone to be at the table undercuts our bargaining position and demonstrates their lack of enthusiasm for a deal, Ellis said. I'm sure the Taliban would like whatever cash we're willing to give them, but it's not like they aren't able to continue funding their fighting. How about using some of that cash instead of American taxpayer dollars? Since October 2018, Washington has held 6 meetings with the Taliban in Qatar as part of its effort to come to a peace agreement and eventually exit Afghanistan, ending the longest war in U.S. history. The meetings, however, have not yet been successful, as the Taliban say they will not agree to a ceasefire until all foreign forces leave Afghanistan and will not accept the current Afghan government. The Taliban, who once harbored Osama bin Laden, are considered an insurgent organization and reportedly make an estimated $800 million each year from trafficking in the drug opium. The group ruled over Afghanistan from the 1990s until the U.S. invaded the country in 2001. The Pentagon did not immediately respond to requests for comment.